We are happy with the idea to incorporate this player. It's ideas coming for the after to check different this position, different players, and the possibility to come to bring Mario was amazing because he's experienced. He has a lot of titles. I know the player. I was training with him in Atletico Madrid. So I think it's good. It's good because we need to cover this area.
What are his qualities?
He's clever. He plays good football. He translates the ball really well for the size. Good passes. He can superate lines. He's very under control always in this position, closing the spaces, playing well, connecting well with the lines behind him, second line. So really, really good conditions. Very good conditions.
You know him well. Yeah. He's another player that you will trust.
Yeah, trust, and of course we have to check what is the level he is in this moment. I trust a lot, and for sure for Watford it's a very good sign.
It's a signing a bit similar to Capu, where he will try to get back to his very highest level.
Capu, Berami, this kind of player who has a good experience, they play in amazing teams. So Mario is in this kind of level.
Is this where you can, in the transfer market, really, you know, sign these type of players, and that's where you can find these gems?
We did what we have in the first plan. The first plan was to bring players who can participate in the project on the future, players who show us that they have the idea and the feelings to come here, to come Watford. And the level of involvement is necessary to be high.
At the moment, you're kind of playing a 4-3-2-1 formation, so Suarez would fit into the three comfortably.
Yes, we changed the shape the last match against Newcastle in league with three pivots. We had the possibility to do more times, but in playing with two, playing with three, including we have players, midfielder centers like a Capu or like a Berami, sometimes can go in the side. So we have a lot of options. I think if our system is rich or our squad is rich in variants for the future of the team, it will be perfect.
Just talking about your team, the influence of Troy Deeney, when he gets the better physically of his man, Watford will earn points, and where you haven't earned points is when perhaps he hasn't quite got the better of his opponent. Do you agree?
Yeah, the presence of Dini in our team is very important. He's opened doors constantly in our play. He's giving assistance, he's winning second balls, he's making pressure, he's working and fighting to the last moment. It's our spirit, it's our soul. I think it's very important for the system.
The last FA Cup game, I think you made three changes. Was it three?
Possible?
Gallo, Capu, Pitos. Changes was Steven, it was Olare, it was Gedirua, Prodom, 4-5.
Do you think you'll make maybe even more this time round, because that was during a spell where you had a lot of games?
It's possible, thinking about we have more matches the next week. We have a very close matches in the next week against Chelsea and Tottenham, very tough teams. So we need legs for the matches. So in this case, maybe we have to change more players, but not thinking about we are separated the possibility to go to the next round. Opposite, with the idea to give opportunity for players who deserve to play. And I am completely happy with the idea they show us that they had the possibility to keep in this squad.
And you have a bit more flexibility. You have more players that you can trust again now to go into that team.
Yeah, I prefer to have less players and more possibilities to change players between them than the very big squad that had not trust in four or five players. So this doesn't have sense. So I am happy now with the idea that we reduce the squad from one side, but in the other side we have more players that I know and I have confidence in them.
And just a final one, Nottingham Forest, they have a great European cup history. Yeah. So they're a good, used to be a good cup side. You know, you remember them from when you were a boy.
Yeah, I saw play this kind of finals, and I remember Nottingham Forest. You told me Nottingham Forest are the first thing I thought is they won a couple of Euro the cups in Europe. So we need to respect a lot this team for the history, and we respect a lot because they are fighting in the very dangerous and very tough league like a championship.
Thank you.
On Mario Suarez, have you spoken to him personally?
Yeah.
Did you speak to him about coming to Auckland? Well, how did you convince him? What did you say?
Before to bring any player, for us it's very important to speak with them, with them, because we need to know how they are thinking, how they look for Watford, what they feel, the expectative of these players to come here. So for us it's very important to talk with them before to come. And he's coming since the beginning, including he has offers for Valencia, for other teams in the last moment. And he said, no, I want to go there. I want to incorporate the Premier League. I want to incorporate Watford. I want to be with your team. Perfect.
Obviously, you've spoken about his technical qualities, but as a man, what's he like as a man?
For us, it's necessary the level of the person. For me, it's necessary. He's a very good person, he's very smart, he's very clever. He will understand everything. And if we are able to put together an amazing group of human beings and players, it will be perfect for the future of Watford.
In the summer, Watford side, maybe this level, Suarez, maybe this level. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the summer, I mean, does it excite you that the level keeps going up every transfer window?
We are excited with the idea of Watford because like a club, because it means that if we in summer we are able to bring players like Berami, like Capu, like Pro, like Britos, it means that if now we are able to bring players like Ian Rabat, like Mario, like Van Tilleman, it means that we are growing constantly. This new signal that we are growing, the players want to come here. So that's why it's very important to get the objectives this season to keep in the Premier League, because the next year could be an amazing experience to check how many good players want to come here.
Obviously, just one player we know Watford wanted but didn't get was Andros Townsend. Was that disappointing that you couldn't get him, or did you accept?
No, it's football. We know since the beginning that it's very difficult because the idea of Tottenham is to sell. It's very expensive. This is an option for us, but we need to think very well every single transfer.
Is it one where, do you think, you touched it, do you still want another winger, or do you think now maybe?
We were talking about wingers until the last moment.